All right. What about this one? Hamstring stretch. A hamstring stretch. Okay. And so that you won't wonder if I'm talking about doing toe touches, standing toe touches to do the hamstring stretch. No, you're lying on your back. Okay, so lying on your back, doing a hamstring stretch. You think that would be good? You think that would be not good? All right, you've gotten your brains warmed up now. So instead of 15 seconds, I'm only going to give you 5. Okay, what'd you come up with? All right. You're lying on your back. Bend one knee. Loop a towel under the ball of that foot. Straighten your knee and slowly pull back on the towel. You should feel a gentle stretch down the back of your leg. Hold that for about 15 to 30 seconds and do that 2 to 4 times for each leg. That type of hamstring stretch should be good for you. That shouldn't cause any problems for your back. All right. How about this one? This is another one that we used to do back in the day. Not only did we do the sit-ups, but we also did leg lifts. How many of you remember lying on your back and lifting your feet up off the floor? Legs still straight. Whole body is straight, but you're just lifting your feet off the floor, elevating maybe 3 inches, maybe 8 inches, maybe a foot and a half, and just holding your feet above the floor, letting those abs get a good workout. Sometimes we would lie on our back with our entire body straight, lift our feet off the floor, and spread our feet apart, bring them back together, spread them apart, bring them back together, spread them apart, doing a sort of scissors-like movement. How many of y'all remember that? Yes. Okay. So, leg lifts. Good for the back or bad for the back? What'd you decide? Ladies and gentlemen, bad for the back. They're sometimes suggested as an exercise to strengthen your core or abdominal muscles. Exercising to restore that strength to the lower back can be very helpful in relieving pain, but lifting both legs together while lying on your back is very demanding on your core. If weak, this exercise can actually make back pain worse. Instead, try lying on your back with one leg straight and the other leg bent at the knee. Keeping your lower back flat on the floor, slowly lift the straight leg, the one straight leg, up about 6 inches and hold briefly and lower the leg slowly. Repeat that 10 times and then switch legs. You see what they're doing? With the two-legged leg lift, you're lifting both feet at the same time. You really don't give your back any support. Your back has to do it all. And you can probably imagine, I mean, literally just thinking about it, you can probably just imagine the stress that puts on the back, especially the lower back. So their recommendation is keep one foot flat on the floor while you lift the other leg, just one leg at a time. And again, roughly 6 inches, hold it briefly, not for a long time, hold it briefly. Your abs are still getting a great workout, and then slowly lower that leg. Repeat that movement 10 times with the same leg, and then switch legs. Put the first one, the first leg where you lifted it up, have that foot flat on the floor, and have the opposite leg. Lift it up 6 inches, hold briefly, slowly lower, repeat 10 times. All right, how about this one? How about this one? Wall sits. Wall sits, where you are leaning back against the wall and basically doing a squat. Your back is flat against the wall and you're doing a squat. Is that good for the back or bad for the back? Would you recommend it? Would you say, nope, don't do it? Five. That's it. What'd you come up with? Wall sits. You might want to try those. Start out by standing 10 to 12 inches from the wall and then carefully lean back until your back is flat against the wall. Now, don't be trying to go 2 feet from the standing 2 feet from the wall. 10 to 12 inches. That's all you need. All right. And then lean back until your back is flat against the wall. Slowly slide down until your knees are slightly bent, pressing your lower back into the wall. Hold that for a count of 10, and then carefully slide back up the wall. So you got the picture there. Start out by standing 10 to 12 inches from the wall, and then carefully lean back until your back is flat against the wall. Slowly slide down until your knees are slightly bent, and at the same time, press your lower back into the wall. Once you're in that position, hold it for a count of 10, then carefully slide back up the wall and repeat that 8 to 12 times. That should be good for your back. All right. How about this one? Press up back extensions. Now, let me describe the movement for you, and then you tell me whether or not you think this is good for the back. Lie on your stomach with your hands over your shoulders. Push with your hands. And remember now, get the right picture. You're not lying on your back. Lie on your stomach with your hands under your shoulders. Then push with your hands so that your shoulders begin to lift off the floor, just like a regular push-up, right? If it's comfortable for you, put your elbows on the floor directly under your shoulders and hold this position for several seconds. Press up back extensions. What do you think? Good for the back? Bad for the back? Or is it good and bad for the back? Now, what did you come up with? I gave you a little bit more time on that one deliberately because I know that that one could be a bit tricky. Now, notice that it is called the press-up back extension and not a push-up. And that's why I said it's sort of like a push-up. Here's the difference. With the push-up, you do have your hands under your shoulders, maybe directly under your shoulders, maybe just shoulder width apart, maybe slightly wider than shoulder width. And you're pushing so that the only parts of your body that remain on the floor are the balls of your feet and your hands. All the rest of your body should be pushed up, should be elevated. Whereas with the press-up back extension, you're really only pushing the upper part of your body off the floor, off the mat, whatever you're on. And that's why they call it the press-up back extensions and not push-ups. You're pushing with your hands so that your shoulders lift off the floor. And in the process, of course, your chest comes off the floor as well and part of your abdomen. But the rest of your body is still on the floor. Lower part of your abdomen, your midsection, your legs are all still on the floor. All you're pushing up is the upper part of your torso. So what did you decide? Good for the back, bad for the back. That one, ladies and gentlemen, is one you may want to try. Because it may indeed be good for the back. All right. How many of you are from Waynesboro, Georgia? And I'm talking folks from around the country, across the country too, and not just people in the Georgia area. How many of you from Waynesboro? Waynesboro, Georgia, bird dog capital of the world. Well, how about this one? This exercise is called the bird dog stretch, where you start on your hands and knees and tighten your stomach muscles, then lift and extend one leg behind you. Keep the hips level, hold for 5 seconds, and then switch to the other leg. Repeat this 8 to 12 times for each leg and try to lengthen the time that you hold each lift. Try lifting and extending your opposite arm for each repetition. It's a great way to learn how to stabilize the low back during movement of the arms and legs. And while doing this exercise, though, don't let the lower back muscles sag. Only raise the limbs to heights where the low back position can be maintained. Now, having heard that, do you consider that one a giveaway? Would that one, with the bird dog stretch, be good for the back or bad for the back? You're starting on your hands and knees. Okay? You're not on your stomach. You're not on your back. You're on your hands and knees. That's your starting position. While on your hands and knees, tighten your stomach muscles. Then lift. Extend one leg behind you and lift it up and keep the hips level. Hold that for 5 seconds and then switch to the other leg. Bring the original leg back into the position where the knee is on the floor again. And with the other leg, extend it back behind you and lift it up. Hold it for 5 seconds, lower it. Back into the position where the knee is on the floor again. Is that good for you, bad for you? Is it good for you and bad for you? Which do you say, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I will tell you this. I gave you 3 seconds because I gave you a lot of info there. That is one you may want to try as well. That is one that may really, really be good for the back. All right, now. Here's the thing, I'm not going to finish the discussion of exercises for the back, whether good or bad, today. I'll conclude that next Power Friday, so that when we come back, we can start getting into the discussion of how we can properly fuel our child athletes.